It's me, Kettle, and I thought I'd come back here and do another ramble fab for you guys. I've been teasing myself today and reading over your comments, and there were a surprising number of questions about Sound Booth Guy that I figured I would answer. And I can kind of tell you about how his story actually ended instead of just my sound booth fantasy. So there's that. I'm trying to not tease myself too much, because I'll get distracted, and then this will be way too short. I've already tried to start this twice, and let's just say my self-control today is not great. So you'll have to bear with me. So, just to recap for folks who didn't listen last time, I was talking about this fantasy that I had of this crush that I had when I was in college. He had like this amazing voice. I like was really into him, so I pretended to be into radio club to try to get his attention, and I dressed up like Slutty Alice for Halloween to try to get him to fuck me in the sound booth, which was a really good audio, and you should check it out. I'm pretty proud of that one. But it was just a fantasy. It didn't happen. And so I had folks asking things like, Kettle, like, how did your flawless slut plan fail? And people being like, Kettle, like, whatever happened to him after that? And Kettle, how did you know his cock was fat? And I can answer all of those questions. So the reason that the seduction plan failed, first and foremost, is that both of us were dating other people, right? So we weren't doing anything more than, like, aggressively flirting and teasing each other. The other reason it failed is that he had a, like, broadcasting partner, so he was like doing his show with somebody else, which meant that he was never really by himself. So my whole following him around all semester plan was deeply misguided in the first place, for, you know, rom-com levels of whatever. So that's what happened to that. And then somebody asked, did he know I was into him, that I was, like, trying to pick him up, which I think is actually a really good question. And the answer was yes, because I put on my big girl panties and I looked him in the face and said, I would like to have sex with you. So whenever you break up with her or you're emotionally available or whatever, come find me. And it took him 4 years to do that. But, you know, I'm patient, I suppose. What was the other question somebody asked that was very good? Hold on, I wrote them down. You guys asked good questions, so. Oh, why 4 years? When we were seniors in college, he had finally broken up with the girlfriend who was not good. I had long since broken up with the boyfriend from high school. And, you know, we kind of circled, we had been friends, you know, through the whole of college. Which was interesting, to say the least. But our friend groups had a lot of overlap, and so I would see him all the time. And I don't know, he was just like a really nice, guy. And at some point, you know, I don't remember if I made the move or if he did, but like, you know, one of us probably drank enough to be like, hey, we should give this a shot, you know, before school ends and we don't, you know, we won't see each other anymore, just to see if it'll work, you know. And we ended up like dating for like 3 weeks or so. We definitely hooked up, which is why I know his cock is fat. But we didn't work out for a number of reasons, and some of them were that we weren't ready for each other at that point in our lives. And I think the biggest thing for me was that he was fundamentally like a golden retriever boyfriend. Like, he was just so sweet and kind, and he never disagreed with me. He gave me perfect obedience. And as a partner, like as a life person, that's like not what I wanted and not what I needed. And sexually, it wasn't what I was interested in. I hadn't come into my own as a dom yet. I hadn't really explored like DS stuff outside of like some classic I don't know, very, very entry level, like MDOM stuff for me. I was in college, you know, if my current self could go back now, I would be very into him because he would have been, or he was, incredibly service-minded and giving and sweet, and he liked to eat pussy, which was great for me, to be honest, with enthusiasm. And so we would hang out in my in the student apartment that I had, and I would get a little high, and I would let him eat me until his jaw went numb. It was an excellent afternoon. What I loved in particular about his enthusiasm was that I hadn't figured out how to come yet either. So I never finished, which meant that we would just be there forever. And he knew. He knew, right? It was, you know, it wasn't something I was ashamed of. I just, you know, this is my body and how it works. And he was like, I would still very much like to eat your pussy, please. And I said, sound booth, of course you can, of course you can eat my pussy. Like, that sounds fantastic. And he, in his perfect, sweet submission, would take his time. And, the bed in my room had like a couch pushed up against it, which meant he could like pick me up and like toss me over in such a way where I was like, I don't know, spread out, and he had like better purchase, I guess. Like he could just like really tuck in, and I would run my nails through his hair. He liked that I scratch and tend to be sharp in general. Oh God, he would look at me. Oh, he was so cute. But he liked praise. Oh, every time I told him he was good, he would just writhe. Oh, I would tell him. Oh, how pretty he was. Oh, how good he felt. I would hold his face against me. He touched me. Oh, that I was his. I begged for more. Oh, I would say he was so good for me. He wouldn't let me move. Oh, he would growl, say things to me. He would shake. Oh, he would like grind against the mattress if I called him good, I would tease him just a little. Oh, when he did what I liked. Oh, he couldn't stand it. Oh, and I loved it. Oh, I loved when he would get flustered for me. Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, please. Oh, he would beg me. Oh, he would beg me to come. Oh, he would beg me to let him fuck me. Oh, he wanted to fuck me so bad. Oh, to let... Oh, he wanted to come in me. Oh, he wanted to fuck me stupid. Oh, fill me with cum. Oh, and I loved it. Oh, I fucking loved it so much. Oh, god damn. So fucking good. Oh, you feel so good. Oh, but I like that. Oh, I like that you tease me. Oh, I like... Oh, I like how you make me work for it. Oh, 'cause you know I would just take it. Oh, if you let me have it. We can just fuck until we can't move anymore. Ooh. Oh, fuck me. So deep. Fuck, that's so deep. Oh. Okay. Okay, just a little more, right? Just a little. Just a little. Oh, that's too much. Oh, fuck. I couldn't breathe. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh. Sound booth guy had a pretty good time after waiting for so long. So, you know, we all got our happy endings. Worth the wait, maybe. Oh, I remember the last question, which was, does he know about Gone Wild audio? And I said that that's actually a funny question because, every time I come back to Gone Wild audio, I, would always think of him because we're still friends on Facebook or whatever. And I always think to myself, oh, I can just, you know, slide in his DMs and be like, oh, hey, you know, it's been like a decade. How you doing? By the way, I don't know if you know about Gone Wild audio, but you should consider posting. I think he'd be really popular. I would never, that's too bold. And now that I've put this, both of these things out, there's no way. That's way too personal. That's basically real people fiction. And, yeah, I don't know. So if you do recognize this sound booth guy, know that you can slide into my DMs at any time. And, all you have to do is say the name of our school and I'll know it was you. Don't get any ideas, perverts. Voice is like, I don't know, it's just funny that way. But I'll know it's you anywhere. Oh, that felt really good. I think I need some water. And maybe a snack.